Extreme PC UK.
Hi, and welcome to episode 160 of Extreme PC UK podcast. I'm your host, Nick, also known as Extreme PC UK, on all social media. Today is the 21st of April, and today on the show we have...
I am Shifty Hands across all social media platforms. I bring you 80s aesthetics.
That, it don't get much better than that, dude. You stole the job, like, that's it, it's yours.
Go home now, mate. You've completed the game.
All right, yeah, cheers, gents. I'll see you later.
He's taking it to the next level. Right, so Shifty Hands is a streamer. He's been trying to get up and coming for a long time, and now he's here. So we just got back from IS68. There was me, there was his sister, Brutal Sue, and we had all the other streamers with us as well. Barely Tactical, we had Leaf, we had Laugh. Who else did we have? We had Curly. And we had a wicked time. How was it for you, Shifty, though?
Well, for me, I've been before, but this is the first time I've gone as a content creator. And it was completely different to what I'm used to. You know, it's obviously you've seen it from the exhibitor side of things, and I have as well, but I've never seen it from a creator side. And it just totally blew my mind. It did. It was one hell of an experience. And I already want to go back.
I'm sure everybody wants to go back already. Trev's been before. Trev had a slightly different experience to you. We're not going to go into Trev's experience.
I get slapped by a woman.
I may have heard a few tales.
He was so unimpressed when he said, "I just got slapped by a woman. That's all I can say. Cool. But he still wanted to come back. It was so good.
Hey, Sue, I'm good, thank you. Look forward to meeting
you
next
time. Basically, we went there, we done the streamer zone. Man, the stand was much bigger than the last time. So we normally have like 6 panels at the back. This time we had 9 panels at the back. We had so much space. And they brought out like a new creator sort of social area. It's like a private party, but we're not allowed to call it that. But it's like a social gathering. And it was mad. And every like creator, big YouTuber, streamers, they're all there. We mingled in. Shifty actually went dressed like that, man. He was cutting some rug up and everything. Yeah. He was dancing around, man. Yeah. It was absolutely hilarious. Like
some may call it peacocking. You know,
what?
Just saying.
Like that meme with the two little birds dancing with each other.
Exactly. I'm here.
It's really, really good. Oh, we had loads of fun. Made loads of contacts. You made loads of contacts. And basically. Sadly, Craig UK, Scooby, man, what a disastrous event to happen, man. Yeah. So basically, Scooby went all that time building the Grey Bot. And just literally 2 days before we went to go, Scooby got COVID, had to cancel. Grey was gutted because he couldn't drive the robot round. We needed someone there to be able to follow the bot around for health and safety just in case it took off. Because it can actually do like 12 miles an hour, you know. Like that's as fast as your treadmill goes. Imagine taking the handles of your treadmill, turning it upside down and letting it go.
That's faster than Grey.
Yeah. Grey would be... Have you seen
friend.
That film where it's like 2000 BC or whatever and it's got like the caveman, it's a comedy. And they like... They climb up onto like, they're like, the guy's got a horse and cart. And they're like, "What is that thing?" And he's like, "It's the newest technology ever. Get up here." And they're up on a horse and cart. And one of them's just like throwing up constantly. He's like, "Man, it's going so fast." And they're literally going like half a mile an hour. Scooby sadly got ill. Fair play to him. We had the guide dogs on our stand for the first... for the first day, and we raised nearly £800. And it's still open for people to put in. It'd be good if I could get up the little. I'm gonna try while we're talking. I'm gonna try and get it up to see if anyone wants to. They can. But I don't know if I've still got the same thing or if it's still live. But yeah, we made some money. We had the live. We had the guide dogs. The next day, we had like a whole day of streaming. We had a few other bits going on, but it was such a good time. And I'm going to be honest, everyone was so friendly. Everyone was so nice. We got some really, really good pictures of all of us, which will be going in the Discord gradually. And yeah, I-69, here we come. Trev, I know you've been gunning about I-69. I know you love a 69.
Excuse me?
I do love a 69, mate, especially at the pub quiz.
What, when you're not getting slapped?
How was the pub quiz, boys? Funny. How was the pub quiz at I-68? As famous and as awesome as
yeah,
always is?
It was massive.
Yeah.
We had a VIP room, table, and we had like 200 bags of beef jerky on it.
Did you get my pass to anyone? Did anyone were able to take my spot? I don't want to.
Oh yeah, yeah, I did. I've got to sort you out for that. They're going to sort you out.
It's fine, mate. Fine. So it's gone. Someone used it.
Oh, Ross Light gifting one tier sub to Ken. Thank you, man.
It was one of those events where people just swapped around seats a lot of the time anyway. And in those first few sections, you notice that people just sort of mingle around anyway, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I really appreciate that sub. Cheers, dude. Yeah, so we had a lot. We had a VIP table of 10, and then we had another table of 10. We all mingled backwards and forwards. There was a massive queue to get beers. So you was buying beers in like 2 pints at a time. And I was buying like, I don't know how many vodkas at a time, enough. And like everybody that walked, as I was doing a shot of my drink and it was running out, I was just ringing the next person up, walking to the bar, going, get me a drink. I literally don't, I answered one question.
Some things don't change.
You say two pints a time. They were serving 2 pint glasses.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Wow. They made sure you didn't have to go back so quick.
Yeah, but that's then like Brutal Sue said, all of the vodkas is what I was having.
All the vodkas.
You don't like beer.
Nah. I even drank a couple of beers because I ran out of vodka at one point. I think I drank all the vodka from the bar.
You did.
There's the bar.
But do you know what? It's like, I'm going to be honest. Like, you go to, like, the NEC, and they've always got, like, the Weatherspoons outside the venue, so you can go in that, like, spoons. Don't do it. The vodka is absolute dog poo. So the first... I never get hangover. We went in the first night, and I had probably about 10 double vodkas in the space of, like, 3 or 4 hours. And I got a headache the next morning.
Sensible drink.
Headache the next morning. And then everybody That's... went, oh, what do you expect when you've drunk 10 double vodkas? I said, so watch this then. Then we went in the quality bar the next night and the next night. I'd done loads more drink than that. Woke up 8 o'clock at the stand, not even a headache.
You need the good stuff, man, always vodka.
I'm pretty sure there was one evening. I think it was it the Friday evening we went out? Yeah, it was the pub quiz Friday evening. It was 3 in the morning. I'm lying in bed. Looking at my phone, I can see Nick still active in Discord. Like, yeah, I'll see you guys in a few hours. Bye.
Oh, man. He's a machine. I
couldn't
do that.
Yeah, I did say I was just
there
like,
are perks to the ADHD. I will let you know.
You're
that.
Unstoppable.
It's the perks of the job. Oh, yeah. Being able to get up early. But I was down there a couple of days. I was down there early. And this time around, the streamers weren't turning up until like 1 o'clock. Getting smash up.
Oh, sack. Sacked a lot of them, mate. The 9 o'clock start.
You didn't even turn up at all.
We're going to pull that. My brother's getting a serious operation. We're going to make me feel bad. I was gutted.
Yeah, I know you was pretty gutted, but
I was. Yeah, I was gutted that you weren't going to be there. Actually, to be honest with you, and same for. The grey bot, you know, the hype all about the bot, you know, and then I was getting really excited about it.
It for now. Fine tune it, get the speed up, fine tune it, improvements, tweaks, and it'll be amazing for
not being funny, Alk Holiday. But if they had 2 pints of vodka at the time, I would have got one.
You would have just give them the bottle and some mixer.
I don't even need the mixer, just give me the bottle.
About that. Exactly, yeah. Imagine it was table service.
Oh, if it was table service, that'd
be... Oh, don't. What? I was a bit annoyed that towards the end of the entire festival, it wasn't until the Monday on the final day of streaming, and I think I nipped to the loo, and obviously there's that food area. There's a food section at the back within the BYOC, and I did not know you could order to the table.
Yeah, but I told you at the beginning, you order everything to the table. I ordered some from there. Yeah. I had pizzas. I even got curry delivered at like 8 in the morning.
I thought it was to do with the smaller bar that was located near the front of the entrance, but it's
not. No, because that's an individual. That's an individual bar. So the thing is, at the last Insomnia, the bar was a proper bar. So in there, you had a proper bar against the wall, And that's why you couldn't bring your own drinks in. But this time around, everybody's bringing their own drinks in and they was buying it from that little bar or from the actual restaurant.
Yeah.
Can you bring crates of beer in through the main?
Well, I see
NEC
people doing it. I don't know if you're allowed to, but they were.
I think people were, like, because I did see some people going in with cases into the, you know, the little camping area they've got.
Oh, that's different. Camping's different from the BYOC. Normally, they don't allow you because they're you do them at one.
Also, as well,
the camping area.
Also, as well, Trev, remember that time you camped out with Curly? Was it?
No, we were wanting to. He ended up sleeping on the floor of our hotel.
Yeah. So well, now you can hire out cardboard tents.
What?
Yes.
I don't know how much they cost.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
I think. Tents.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously,
and
they're
you
can't
piss yourself in them.
In the rain.
It's not like a normal tent where you just open the zip and pour it out the front. It just goes soggy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because that's what normal people do, obviously, yeah.
Yeah,
just, I just do like. Over. There's all these tents outside my door, and I open the zip and I flack it all out like that over everybody else. They're like, it's raining indoors.
God,
Nick, there'll be someone pissed literally beside you coming out, not knowing where they are, and just taking a piss. Like, oh, there's cardboard. Yeah. Oh, come on, it's my tent, man. Go away.
I can imagine me being in there, just going at night, turn the lights off, and run as fast as you can, and see how many cardboard tents you go through.
Just seen Sue's comment, hashtag help desk. We had quite a few issues where me and Sue were live streaming at the front. We had loads of people coming over saying, yeah, guys, I've rented some PCs off you. I was like, have you? I was just like, all right.
You need to pay the money up front, Shifty. That's what you say to them.
Yeah. We got some wicked memes of him, though. We got some of him like, does anyone remember a game called Ikari Warriors?
Is it called Ikari Warriors?
I think so. And it was like a little blue tank and a red tank. You'd go down like a 2D looking down. And if one of them would have a big wig, like they look exactly like him. When we was at the show, they had a tank there that you was allowed to climb on, but you weren't allowed to go in. I went and spoke to the bloke and got Shifty to go in it. He disappeared like for ages in there with the man. Don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, it was.
What are you doing
in
there, man?
It was cramped. I've never been.
He's never been in that position before.
It's a proper tank, Shifty.
It was a Challenger, the British Army Challenger 2.
Oh, you were inside. Oh.
I was in above the gunner seat. Yeah.
But the funny thing was,
I was
he went in the tank, and the whole idea was that he gets a picture of him in his outfit, looking out of the tank, really angry. Yeah. And what actually happened is he goes up on the tank.
Too small.
I go to take a picture one side of the tank. Brutal Sue, his sister, is the other side of the tank. And then we start doing like naughty sexual, I'm not going to do it, naughty sexual poses to each other. At which point, the boss of the tank, who's in a suit, walks out and I do some naughty hand gesture to his face. He looks at me all startled. I walk off. Sue laughs.
So no one's ever allowed in tank now, thanks.
apart from me, I was really nice. I was in there asking loads of questions.
I'm
but
jealous,
I tell you what, though, it was cramped. I mean, that guy, when I was talking to the tank commander.
Of course it's cramped. It's not supposed to
No, but he's like,
hotel.
He was like, what, 6'3", maybe, or something like that? He was really wide at the shoulders. And he was like, when he was climbing in on the opposite side to me, he had to be like... And he was telling me how
like
he gets
dangling
in
on
armor
a rope
and everything as well before they even get inside. And I was just like,
wow.
I just said to him, yeah, I didn't know how you do it. But yeah, I heard that if you actually... sorry, my alarm's going off.
It's time to start.
I know.
It's his wig alarm. That alarm goes off. He has to get into position.
Yeah, I know, right? 10 to the wig.
At the show, the funniest thing...
The VR headset,
do you know how many people came up to him and said, like, man... Yes. Your hair is so cool. How long's it taken you to?
Oh my! That's like Dr. Disrespect thing as well, man. Like, come on.
It was good. Yeah, I'm like, I'd like to go the route and just say I'm much better than him.
Ooh.
Damn right. What do you say about the hair, though? Do you go, what hair? It's my hair, or do you just?
Well,
go,
this was the thing. No. I wasn't playing along with it at all. Like, loads of people were like, I really like your hair. Like, some people were coming over to me and just saying, is that real? And then sometimes I would just be like, oh, no, it's not mine, and just, like, lift the front up, like, here, look.
And he did that to a bar lady, and she, like, screamed.
Oh, yeah.
I had no clue. I thought, I've never seen him without the wig before.
Yeah, cue ball.
He's in character all the time.
Never leave the house without it.
Well, we went to this creator party, or creator social zone, or whatever it is. And he went fully dressed up, and he's getting picked up by all of the big streamers, YouTubers. They were on him.
I think I see the woman.
Oh, okay. If only.
Everyone's saying Trev's a little bit quiet.
He's fine. What? Really? See, this is what happens. You tried to get me to change mics.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when someone sends you headphones. You don't wear them.
Ooh, now.
I can't get them working yet.
Just to let everyone know, anyone who's watching right now, my audio has been brought to you by EPOS.
Oh, look, see, Trev? That's why he's got the wig on.
Right. That should help.
Sell out.
So you would go back again then, Shifty, yeah?
Most definitely. I even said to Nick, I was just like, look, I don't know where I put it, but I saved my high viz.
I love what you said, that I saved that. I saved my high viz.
Damn right, because it was an absolute nightmare to find one. And someone even sent me on, like, they were like, oh yeah, you know, go down the hallway, turn right, there's a vending machine. You go to the vending machine and it was empty. And then I went over to the kiosk and the guy was just like, oh yeah, here you go. I was like, oh thanks.
You got lucky because I paid £7 for two. Okay, all right. Well, £7 each.
I got mine for free.
Right.
I waved my exhibitor pass at him and he was just like, oh, here you go.
One thing I would like to say, if any of them are listening, I don't know, but I would like to say thank you to all of my sponsors anyway, because for me, I built a brand new PC and it was sponsored by like Height for the Y60 case. It had Seagate gave me the FireQ to 530s, which are super duper fast at 7,000 megs.
Yeah.
Asus sent me the motherboard, wow. B660. Mediocre gaming motherboard, trust me, it's well good. It fits in this perfectly. And the 3080 Ti. What else did I get in there? I got a lot of stuff.
Was that from this trip or was that before?
What's Somnia? That?
The pieces.
Yeah, that's all for this build here.
Just now. Oh, okay. Nice one. Yeah.
So yeah, it was really, really cool. Really appreciate everybody that helped us out with the parts. Corsair sent like the reservoirs. I modified everything, but they did send it. So thank you to everybody, and especially to EPOS, because EPOS sent us all of the headsets and microphones. And if you are listening, the reason why Trev hasn't got his on, because he had a major operation to go to and he's got them there. He just didn't get time to sort them out.
Working.
But he will be using them all the time. Wink, wink.
So did everyone love your PC then?
Oh, man. The PC.
Compliments.
I loved it because I was trying to stream and Shifty just kept poking me all the time. Like, look, there's someone on your PC.
I had to. Some people were asking me questions about it and he was, oh,
about
wow.
His like, PC?
Yeah.
No, he
was probably, I don't know, mid-stream. Oh, right, I was around the front next to the PC, just happened to just
that,
be there.
That happened to me once. It's annoying.
And someone's just like, wow, that building insane. I was just like, well, this is the guy you need to speak to. Boss
oh,
man.
Don't start that.
Boss man, his ego's big enough as
Trev,
his, mate.
They're going around like a creator like event, and they're calling me boss man to everybody.
Yeah, because you are a bit bossy.
I'd rather that, to be fair. If there was no, like, no, 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 bossy no, no. Bits, he's, and I'd be like, fine.
He is.
He was the boss. He was the boss.
I've called him worse, so I guess that's all right.
Right.
Oh, it seems like zombies having to dig at my hair.
It's like
hey, leave
your
hair alone.
How dare you? How dare you?
I think Shifty's
you?
Worn
that
real, wig
man.
So much
here.
In the last 2 weeks. I bet it stinks. It's going to get... Soon, it's just going to be like...
No, it actually smells
like that wig where it's just all greasy and stuck up.
How do you clean
beautiful.
That thing?
I haven't yet.
Oh, I feel like
I'm sick. No,
it does look a bit ropey.
Hand wash it. This is how
it
looks.
Hand wash it with sweat.
Oh.
Right, let's get into it.
We spoke
about i68. Next thing I want to talk about is, because I haven't had a chance to do it, do you all remember I was using a controller? It was by Nacon, and that's how I believe you pronounce the name. And anyway, this controller, I was going to be using it. Do you remember we spoke about it? Who was on here? Was any of you two on here when we spoke about it and I went through the unboxing?
I was on, yeah.
So basically, it's a really nice controller. It's for the PC and for the Xbox. And what it does, it's got all of the buttons underneath. What do you call them?
Paddles.
Paddles, that's the one.
Shifters.
Yeah.
So you got like the two pads on there. If you got the buttons for the profiles, all of the buttons come off. But it's really cool. I just wanted to show you it here and then we'll have a little chat about it. Now, this is about £90, this controller. What controller do you lot use?
Is that more expensive than the official one?
Well, I think the official one, the last official one I got was the Xbox One. So I believe there's a newer one now.
It's a premium controller.
I have the Xbox or controller Pro, which is similar models to that. I think it's around about the same price point with similar features where you've got like the paddles on the back.
So on this, it doesn't just have that. This has got so many features on it. So when they brought this out, they was trying to bring a controller out that they was going to design for competitive play. So it's got a lot, and to be fair, it has got a lot of stuff on this controller. So the thing I like most about it is you can take off the backs. So look, you unclip them. I try not to bang my microphone too much. You see this, like, it almost looks like a little battery. But what it comes with is it comes with all of its own weights. So I like it really heavy. Nice. So I put all of the weights in it. And then it comes with, like, and you don't get this with the normal Xbox controller, I believe. So it comes with a really high-end solid. So that's a proper hard case. And in the hard case, and this is what I really like about it, to take to Insomnia, it's perfect because you could just put it in the case, you know, it ain't getting scratched up and that. So it comes with that. It comes with a little net inside and the cable holder and all that and like a cloth. Then it comes with a little, let's see, this little box. So for anyone just listening, it comes with a really hard little box. And in that box, you've got like six weights. And they're like little dumbbells. I love them, man. They really are like little dumbbells. I want to do weights with them. These are the sign of weights that you'd use, Claxon, look.
You beat me to it, man.
Probably. Not even those. When I'm on my Peloton.
Oh, man. Zombie Digo is gifting 5 subs. Don't give them to me.
Jesus.
You're shifties, dude.
Yeah, I know, traitor. That's a begrudge. That's a begrudge. You've lost your mod status in this channel, I believe.
Man.
Personal identification well done, man.
Zombie has been a big supporter. I have to say, he's given me a lot of advice as well in the last 6 months. I haven't known Zombie for long. I've known him.
He's a very nice dude. He's very nice dude.
Massive support. Yes, he is. Yeah.
Well done, Zombie.
I appreciate it, Zombie, but I don't want to steal from Shifty, man. I don't want to steal from Shifty.
No.
He just wants the one sub, not the 5.
He just he's like ideally prime subs, please.
Yeah. right. So yeah, little tiny weights. I'm gonna try and show you on camera. So like you got 10 grams, you got 14 grams, and I think I've got a higher one than that. But they literally are little dumbbells.
They are actually dumbbells, you weren't kidding.
10 gym set.
That's me doing the weights.
Personal identification. Stretch a muscle.
But it's not just that. Permission granted. Extreme. Oh man, we've got to wait for all these subs to finish talking.
Thank you.
Right, cheers for that. Appreciate it. Right, so also around the edge, you get like metal like sheath shielding things to go around the buttons, and then in there you get different types of buttons. So you get like hollow, concave?
Yeah,
concave.
Now I took the ones with the holes concave off because I like the ones that were rounded. And when you get hot, there for different things. Now the controller. The first thing I noticed when you get it is you have to basically install software. Now this is where it gets really in depth. Like it says it's for pro players and stuff, but now you've got profiling on there, so you can have up to like 4 profiles. They're not just colors on the control pad where it lights up. It's actual profiles for buttons. So every single button is what's the word for it? I can't remember the word. Mappable. Yeah, like, it's customizable and mappable for every single button on the controller. But not only that, all the triggers and joysticks, they've all got like sensitivities. And so, and when I started playing Elite Dangerous with it, at first I was like, wow, what's going on? It's like really slow. Like my screen from my free look was really slow moving around. And then it's in slow motion. And then I went in there and you could literally speed it up. So you've literally got, like, for every single game, you can control every little control for everything, like moving it around, up, down, in and out, whatever you want. So it's really good. If you like, like, the retro stuff and that, you've got the D-pad. You can have that as 8-point or 4-point D-pad. It's got vibrations. It's got audio on it for a Dolby Atmos. I don't really know a lot about the Dolby Atmos. I don't know if any of you lot know about it.
No, I don't know.
I know it's good.
It's just basically another sound channel from your controller. So it's great for sound feedback, like a gun shooting or some, an explosion.
Yeah, see, that's what I didn't get. Like, that's cool. Okay. Why would it come from my controller?
Because what it's trying to do is it's trying to give you feedback on sound feedback on the thing that you're doing with your controller.
Oh, right.
So it feels like it adds to that. You know, like, it's basically there.
Immersive.
Yeah, to intense. You know, you get a rumble. It's basically giving you another experience on top of the
so
rumble.
So what, a noise comes like through Shifty the headphones?
Said, even more immersive.
No. It comes out, physically out. Well,
out of your...
The PlayStation
what, sound
has
comes out of
it
the...
Adds another, it adds a... Yes, it's literally another sound channel.
Speaker on it.
And there are games that now support these controllers, specific games, that actually sound, that send sound to that individual channel. So like an explosion, a gun shooting, something like that.
Yeah, you probably didn't notice because you were wearing a headset at the time.
Yeah, well, I need to I need to look into that because that's something I've never seen and I wasn't quite sure. And that's, I'm glad you lot were here to like film in on that. What do you lot think of the controller?
Sounds more premium than the good Xbox One anyway in terms of feature. What's the material like? Because the premium one on the Xbox is like feels really good.
So the Xbox One's pretty plasticky. This is made out of a hard plastic as well. It's got like some nice grips, got some nice textures on it, but I will admit it feels solid. And then when you take that, if you look at where I've got the buttons, you know them little sheafy bits I was talking about, I've put the extra thick ones on. So if you look at my buttons, they're as thick
it's the grip.
As the buttons.
It's the grips.
You know, it's...
So the idea is you don't have to push the stick as far.
Yeah.
To say, look down, look up,
depending on the gear.
But it does. It feels solid. Like it feels solid in your hand. And obviously, I put all the weights in it. I put the heaviest, so that it feels really weighty. And I don't know what it is. You'd think being lighter would make you feel like better playing, but for some reason, I feel like I like it heavy. Yeah. Heavy is what I'm used to.
It depends if you're heavy-handed or anything like that. You know, I mean.
Nick, I've got a controller that's similar, and one thing I like about it is it does nearly increase the amount of buttons and interactions by double.
Okay.
So if you're playing like an MMO or something like Final Fantasy, it basically can improve your gameplay. So I love it that way. And there are some games that also, I think Call of Duty, these controllers often, and I think the PlayStation controller does this as well. There's actually a couple, like when you press the buttons down, there's actually a couple of layers in there.
Oh, really?
So there are some in-game games that support it. There are some, like if you've got a gun and you press on the first phase of the button, it will shoot a certain way. And then if you fully press down, it will shoot
another
way.
So that's
quite
the
cool
triggers
like
at the
that.
Back, Lex. That's the triggers at the back, not the thumbsticks. It's a
adapter trigger. My controller does it.
The PlayStation one.
No, I've got this. I've got the similar one to Nick, but it's the Microsoft Pro controller.
Oh wow!
And it's got a couple of layers, like a couple of levels in the.
I just occasionally use the Xbox Elite. As in, like, from the one, you know, the first
one. That's the one I've got.
Yeah, so it's got the adaptive switches on the back, so you don't have to push the triggers in as far in, like, first-person shooters,
like
things
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
It does come in handy, but what I did like the most about, especially, I used to play Call of Duty quite a lot. It is noticeable, once you get used to it, obviously a bit of brain training, but using the paddles on the back of the controller, it's brilliant because little things say to reload, obviously you're taking your finger off aim to hit the reload button, but you no longer have to do things like that anymore, and that's the whole point. It's so you always just keep your hands fixed in one position. It just makes controlling a little bit easier. But again, like I said, you have to sort of brain train and just get used to using those paddles on the back. But yeah, after a while, it does become instinct, and they do become really helpful. Yeah, but
overall, the Nacon controller for £90, roughly, it does feel really solid, you know, and I like the shape of it. It's very comfortable, and like for me, it's all about. I'm not a competitive gamer personally. I play Elite and stuff like that, so I do need the extra buttons, and I should think all the buttons underneath will come in handy. I haven't mapped it all out properly. Obviously, I've been very busy with insomnia and doing all these different stuff, so I wanted to put a bit of time in. You know what it's like with Elite? It's got like hundreds of buttons, but I will be setting up all these profiles and using it long term. So I'll keep you all updated on how I feel about it. But I have to be honest, it's just got so many nice features. So already, like the different button types and the metal parts and the weights in it, just a really nice touch. And the fact that you can just throw it straight back into this case, look, with its little weights bag and that, throw that in your bag, you don't have to worry anymore. Because one thing I always worry about is when I put my controller, I normally keep all my boxes for everything, as you saw when I went to Insomnia. I would normally put everything back in the boxes. I don't like leaving things lying around or throwing them into a bag. But I'm definitely going to be trying it out. Nacon controller, check them out on their website. And if anyone's got any questions, feel free to put them in for next week in the podcast room. And I'll be sure to answer them about this controller. Or you could just jump into my stream and ask me there. And I'll get into it right there. Right.
So most of you know, well, some of you might know, some of you might not, but Blizzard had their big event this week where they announced the next expansion for World of Warcraft. Very exciting. I think it's their 9th expansion in 18 years.
Did they have any sound
years.
Issues
Pretty
with
crazy.
That expansion? Good, carry on. And if you want to know what's going on there,
just
watch
now.
It back on the VODs. You must be subbed.
Yes, on the week, and you must be subbed.
Anyway, the expansion is called Dragonflight. It's focused on the return of something called the Dragon Aspects, which is the magical guardians of Azeroth, who disappeared at the end of the Cataclysm expansion, probably about 10, 12 years ago. There's some quite cool features that users have been asking for a long, long time. With most expansion, there's a new race and class called the Draethir Evokers, which are basically damage dealing and healing. I don't believe there's a tank being introduced. They're making some first user interface overhauls for the first time in 18 years. So they're basically cleaning up the UI, which is much needed. Most people use add-ons to change the UI, and they're finally cleaning it up and making it customizable in game. So a big, big feature that users have been asking for. And then for any of you that play Warcraft Classic, they also announced Wrath of the Lichkin, but that wasn't really news because most people knew that was being released anyway.
When this is coming out, is this game not done yet?
I mean, it's an MMO, right? So is an MMO ever done? It's done when players leave in large amounts and droves. They eternally find...
It's been going on forever. All I remember about this game is the advert when you had the orc, and it was like, wow, look at this like computer orc coming out.
Oh, Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Yeah, it was Mr. T.
I remember that.
No, but Nick, this game will not die. Although I'd argue over the last few years, if it's like going in a bad direction, it would definitely be more recently. But that's for kind of political reasons that we've talked about on this pod for the last 6 months with Blizzard, right? So, but yeah, I'm one of those people that I don't really play it that much, but when they bring an expansion, I log in, I buy the expansion, I complete it for like 3-4 months, and then, you know, I'm...
And you don't ever just get a bit bored of the same over the same thing over and over again?
No, because I played this growing up, right? So it just, it scratches that itch coming back in. It's nostalgic. like, you know, people who are back home who I played with and met 15 years ago are often logging in, so it's nice to reconnect with them. MMOs are really social games, so you're not just playing for gameplay, yeah, are you? You're playing because of the social aspect, you're raiding, you're queuing up for dungeons. So yeah, and oh, go on, Trev.
Okay, so you're not that guy from Make Love Not Warcraft South Park episode, the big fat guy in the basement at the very bottom.
Well, I'm now in a basement. Well, my
is
gaming room's in a basement. I was thinking about it there.
Hashtag goals.
One of my favorite episodes of South Park of all time.
I think it is the most popular. I think it is the most watched South Park episode, actually.
That's my image of World of Warcraft players. I hope it's not accurate.
I'm not going to lie. I have seen an interview go down, and it was like one of those Vice interviews or something like that. And then it was a friend interviewing his friend or something like that. And then what happens is the guy doing the interview is doing it to take the mic. And then the guy's like taking it really seriously. But this guy is a fairly large fellow, shall we say. And he's literally like this, like lying back, like in his chair. And he's like, oh yeah, you guys are, I gotta go, I got my Uber Eats turning up. Like, and I was a bit like, is that real though? I couldn't work it out, but then I was just like, you're epitome of the South Park episode. But it was only because I saw that episode that it makes me think like that now, and I'm just like, it's ruined it for me, because I've always wanted to try Warcraft, I'm not gonna lie. I've always wanted to try WoW, but I've never got around to it.
You're just looking for a game.
You need a lot of time.
Played that for 30
yeah.
years.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. It's low. Yeah, apparently so, yeah.
I wouldn't recommend WoW to new players now, because I think there are much better MMOs like Final Fantasy and Lost Ark. But I only log in because, like I said to you, it's nostalgic. But yeah, one day I could look like that man that you just described with my keyboard on my chest.
Let him get his lights on the wall
I'm
first.
Working my way there. I mean, I have thought about taking a poop underneath a my poo. Desk, to your point, Trev.
Take a poo under the desk? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, Cartman calls his mother down. You don't even move from the chair. So he comes down and he's been eating awful food for days and weeks on end. So instead of just pooping into, I'm keeping this clean, instead of pooping into the container that his mum has, he shits everywhere and there's diarrhea all over her, the walls, everything.
Well, I'll be honest with you, no lie. I know someone from a little while ago, a few years back, who we used to game with.
You said you wouldn't talk about it, Nick. You said you promised me.
And we were playing, I think it was like DayZ or something, and it was a really intense area. But I know the dude's toilet was like just down the corridor, like 10 feet behind him. And he was wearing a dressing gown. And he's like, I'm not going to make it. Oh, I'm just going to go here. And literally does it into his dressing gown. Yeah. In real life.
That's cool.
Yeah, When I wrote these notes, I didn't rip.
Yeah, Clax, what kind of way are you taking our show, man?
Where is that in the notes? I don't see this in the...
Nick, can you read the notes, please, as well something as get about, the sound yeah. corrected?
Why have I missed something?
Brilliant. Yeah, the only... On the theme of Blizzard, so Overwatch 2 beta has been out, if anyone's interested in Overwatch.
Anyone play Overwatch 2?
I enjoyed it when it came out. It's not out yet.
But do you
it's
think
the
people are
going
to switch to it over Overwatch?
Yeah, possibly.
Well, most likely, yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of sequels?
Yeah, but I just feel like
for sure.
You shouldn't go from an Overwatch to an Overwatch 2. Everyone plays Overwatch. It should just be like how Warzone would go. It should be the same game evolving.
Call of Duty, though,
not
I mean,
number two.
Yeah.
All your stats. Could you imagine if you're an Overwatch, competitive Overwatch player, all your stats, everything. Oh, just start again,
then.
Like
oh,
I
see.
Destiny 2. I was going to say Destiny 2.
Yeah, and if you do a Destiny 3, which you probably won't, the same thing will happen again. You lose everything.
I mean, Call of Duty did the same thing.
They have a game every year, but now even
Call of Duty don't do the same thing.
They've
got Warzone that covers everything they play, and then you pay for the multiplayers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you pay for the multiplayer. Now, I'm not talking about Warzone. I'm not talking about Battle Royale. I'm talking about multiplayer.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Like, when I started playing it, it was Call of Duty 4.
But that doesn't count, because they still got the one that automatically updates as it goes.
Yeah, Warzone. They're changing that for the next COD game because it's different CODs altogether. The Warzone.
And I don't understand why Warzone got rid of the old map and changed the map. They should let you have a choice.
I know the reason for that. Yes. It's the size of the maps and the infrastructure and the servers to host it all. It's some amount of server space and compute power that they had
well,
to
that's not
get
my
rid
problem.
Of one. It's too complex in a map.
Is that know, Blizzard servers as well with the Warzone?
It's that as well, mate, but it would take a lot to see other maps you get. They're not as complex as the one individual Warzone map.
No.
And games like it, like Apex Legends, they have big maps, but they're not quite as big as Warzone and they're not as complex with as much stuff in it. So either that or they're just a bit shit.
I mean, essentially, right? Well, I mean, the Warzone map is made up of essentially all the individual maps that they release in the multiplayer as well. So it's just like, oh, it's the same content. We're just going to reset it.
And then they tweak it, what they've done for the new Warzone to the old Warzone. It's the same map. They just tweak some things. And
yeah,
that was a bit of a cop-out. Warzone 2 will be out though, next year or something.
Warzone 2?
And then they'll have a break in between codes. They'll have a... Yeah, they're doing
so
it
we just had this whole conversation about how Warzone updates itself. You get to the end of the conversation and you go, Warzone 2's being announced. You've got to be taking the piss.
No, they haven't announced that. They haven't announced that. It's just heavily rumoured.
Yeah.
It doesn't...
You should have said that at the beginning of the conversation.
Nothing's
official.
The
last two or three COD games link in with Warzone, like the season pass all linked together. That wouldn't happen for the next COD game they brought out or the one after that. That's why they're starting fresh. It's a bit messed up.
But every 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, and I prefer that. I don't like it every year. I think it's Vanguard's failed massively. They need a break, man. They need... this one will come out in November, and then they're taking at least a 2, if not 3 year break in between them, like Battlefield, and that will help so much because I've got fatigue of COD now. I didn't buy Vanguard. And
to be honest, I was going to say to everybody, now we're back from Insomnia, and I've got a lot more free time because I've been building that computer and doing other bits and pieces. I've got a lot more free time now, so... I will be getting back to Gamer Nights weekly. I'm going to be looking at like Stream Team. I'm going to be looking at all these different new things we're going to do. I was thinking about also doing where we watch Red Dwarf, all of them.
Oh,
2 episodes a week.
The one with
would
the
you
red
be on
bulb
that?
And the light bulb.
I would be well up for
yeah?
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bulb,
when
the bulb one.
It was on every night when we were away at Insomnia. So when I went back to the hotel, I was just like, wait,
oh,
Red
man.
Dwarf.
I know every single one.
Early series as well.
Nick, get on Faz. Is that Phasmophobia, whatever it is? Lennyboy79, cheers for that
sub. Let's just stop for a
thank
second.
Thank you,
let's,
man.
All right, so one.
Appreciate it.
Ooh, Lennyboy. It's a prime sub as well, Nick. You better really appreciate that. I just wanted to point out or just remind everyone, can we just talk about Nick not dressing as a goth?
I knew it, mate. Cop out.
I would like to bring this up right now while we're live on stream, just so we can try and arrange for something.
Shifty dresses like that voluntarily. He doesn't do sub goals, nothing. He chooses to look like that. And we asked this
so
man
disappointed.
To do it for one night for charity.
I even used loads of my points to get in there. To make sure it happened. Exactly. I want a refund. I demand a refund right now. See, look, my sister even brought all her makeup to help you.
See what a goth is? That's a caveman.
Well, I did say it was more like a caveman, but they said this was what it was. It was actually Tina Turner.
See, for the guys that can't see this, he looks like he's put an appendage in an electrical socket and he just went...
Yeah.
Sticking on
what
it.
I need to do is I need to turn the light in.
He's a PhD's, Nick.
Tina Turner, man.
He was just trying to turn
the fair.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm so blue the best.
Oh, Nick.
Better than
oh, my God.
All
you're
the rest.
you're not a goth, man. That's been some
man,
goth.
It's so
you're
bright
not,
in here.
You're...
I feel like I'm getting a suntan.
Just insulted Tina Turner.
Oh, wow. You need to paint your walls, mate.
They're all like, to anyone listening, all me hairs all natted together. Look. I look like Shifty's, like, opposite brother.
Evil brother. Well, that was another thing that came up. Apparently, we look related.
Do you think me and Shifty look the same, our faces? Look straight in the camera.
A little bit.
A brother from another mother, man.
Scooby, wow, that's scary. Yeah, cheers, Scoob. my half sister says yes.
Scooby, you're right about the Red Dwarf episode. Queeg, yeah. I love Red Dwarf. The one with the bulb, like, do we need to change the bulb? Was it red alert, blue alert? Red alert, you sure, sir? That means changing the bulb. And there's a second before everyone in the audience clicks to the intelligent humor and just pisses off. And the one with the Save the Galaxy by playing pool. And Lister has to have about 10 beers. Yeah. He's like, why are you drinking so much? Like, I play Bert when I'm pissed, watch. He does a trick shot. Boom, 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 boom. Saves the day.
I'm definitely thinking, because I've got the whole lot of them on DVD. So I could literally get a portable DVD player and just put them in and play them on Discord.
Are we not breaking some policy or something?
Come on. You telling me you ain't downloading stuff somewhere dodgy, you bastards?
So you can stream it on Discord. You won't be able to live stream it. And sometimes you have to add it as a separate channel on Discord. Otherwise, Chrome doesn't get picked up or anything like that.
Okay. You're making that sound far too,
so it knows.
Too,
so,
like,
for example,
in depth, I'm just going to put the CD in and
play. It is exhausting.
Red Dwarf's the funniest show I think I've ever seen, actually. It's generally the funniest comedy I've ever seen.
It is one of them, yeah. Best, one of my favourite British series.
Mr. British.
Bindi and Badgie.
Right, let's move on. Badgie.
Oh, you've got a bot in here.
I know, I love them. Right, I love to see how I collect them, I collect their names. Right.
Want to become famous? Yes.
I am famous. But, like, don't come in and embarrass me.
How dare you? Get out.
Right, let's move on. Clax, you done with all your news?
No.
The only thing I wanted to say was, and this might lead to a discussion, but speaking of COD, apparently Snoop Dogg is going to be a playable character.
So is it like the grown-up version of Fortnite?
And I was going to say, like, how do we all feel? Because obviously Keanu Reeves makes an appearance in...
I love it.
Cyberpunk. So I was just going to throw out a question there. What do you think about in-game celebrities in video games?
Love it. Snoop Dogg's already been in as a voice pack in COD. So
yes, previously.
Have his body in there as well. Yeah.
Obviously, we don't celebrate it over in the UK, but obviously the pack was also released on 20th of April 420 in America. So obviously Snoop Dogg had a big part in that. But other than that, I like the idea of celebrities in that. I mean, at first I was a bit like, oh, you know, but then I saw a bit more gameplay to it and, you know, what they've done, like, sound-wise. The advert doesn't really give it justice, you know, but it obviously just tells you, download it now.
Trev's burnt his toastlet. He's gone running off to the kitchen area.
You just hear the alarm going off.
I stay in a studio flat in case people are wondering. It was a big hotel room.
The only thing I find with the celebrities in games sometimes is they do mess up with a bit of the narrative and the atmosphere that you're creating games, right? Like, I don't really play Call of Duty, but I assume when I have dipped into it, it's often been based on things like the Second World War. So it is a bit weird, like, and Snoop Dogg's in bloody everything.
Snoop Dogg, like, busts in the door and kills Canada, everyone with cannabis.
How do you think he makes his money?
He's on, like, what's that delivery service? Deliveroo or something?
Yeah, Just
Eat. He does a Just Eat.
I like it.
But to my earlier point...
It's quite good. I quite like it.
I just find sometimes it messes with, like, the in-game world they're trying to create by bringing in, like, a modern celebrity that has their own brand.
I worry that you bring someone big like that into a game and it starts going down the footballer route where it's all about paying for a celebrity to come into the game and then the game loses its identity because it's all about getting a big name in.
It's a marketing strategy, right?
Basing the character. So obviously Call of Duty, buying Snoop Dogg, obviously it's a character, it's just a skin. Right, but how would you feel about a celebrity actually being used in the game for the narrative? So, for example,
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves in Cyberpunk. You've also
if it fits with the game, then that's sort of like fine. But if, like you're saying, it's World War II and Snoop Dogg kicks the door down and says, "Does somebody say just eat?"
Yeah, it's...
do you know what I mean? That's next level. World War One comes in with like a pot of jam.
Is it? But then it's...
did somebody say just eat? The door swings open and he's got a can of spam.
Rations.
You can't say that. You need to pay an extra £5 for that downloadable part for the Just Eat Snoop Dogg chant.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be cool. I'm up for that. I couldn't take him seriously though in that game. Like, I couldn't. Like, the voice packs were funny things that you saw when you went up behind someone, you pressed E and you would say something. But Snoop Dogg in that game, I couldn't take him seriously. Keanu Reeves, I can. But can you just imagine a stone head behind you trying to tell you something in a World War II setting?
There's someone shooting at us.
Like, damn it. Yeah, you just die again, Snoop Dogg. Sit down, there's no one there.
Scooby says, ESO has a ton of celebs in it. I'm for it providing they actually add something to the game rather than just appear and collect, like, the fee. John Cleese... Sir Cadwell in ESO was awesome, but Patrick Stewart in Lands of Lore sucked.
John Cleese was in ESO.
I always tell you lot. Have any of you seen American Werewolf in London? I know Brutal Sue. She loves a bit of horror.
She's
American Werewolf in London.
It's a classic comedy.
It's a classic, yeah. But no one knows Rick Mayall is in it. In the pub scene where they're sitting in the pub, before he's famous, he was asked to be an extra, and he's sitting in the pub in the background talking away, nothing to do with the film.
That's brilliant. I mean, Sue's just confirmed it's her first ever horror film.
Did you know Rick Mayall was in there and he was just sitting in the background chatting in the pub?
I had no idea.
I love Rick Mayall.
What did I spot the other day and I didn't realize? Like,
type it in YouTube and you'll see the clip.
Dazed and Confused.
Rick Mayall in American Werewolf in London.
Dazed and Confused, I didn't realise that Matthew McConaughey was in it. You know, I didn't realise that was him. That was his first ever acting role. And that's when he first says, all right, all right, all right.
Rick Mayall's dead. I forgot about that.
You don't need to watch it, Brutal Sue. Just go on YouTube, type in Rick Mayall, American Werewolf in London, and the clip comes up.
It'll just give her a reason to watch the whole thing again.
Drop Dead Freddy was in, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was brilliant, that was.
The megabit took my head in the fridge.
Blackadder as well. Forgot about that. Blackadder. This is for the entertainment, Grey's entertainment chat.
But I watched American Werewolf in London. I got the tape from somewhere when I was like a kid, and my mum would take it away and say, like, this is going to scare you, but I'd get it back out and watch it all the time.
A rebel.
I loved it. I loved to scare myself. Man. Now.
Yeah, I was scarred by horror films as a child. So, like, Hellraiser.
You never watched Hellraiser.
I was like 10 years old.
There's your problem.
And then Candyman. That was another one.
It wasn't
one.
At the time.
Not the original. The original.
Come on, let's get some real good films. Lost Boys.
Yeah. Oh,
never
okay.
Seen, never seen it. I've the never Burbs. Seen Lost Boys.
Oh, my God. I forgot about the Burbs.
The Coneheads.
What's the. Oh, I've seen the Coneheads, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Coneheads.
What's the one where you're saying, God. Hey, you guys?
It's the hands.
Hey, you guys. What's that one again?
Hey, you
Goonies. Labyrinth.
I've not seen that either.
Never Ending Story. Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Labyrinth, yeah.
Never Ending Story.
Never Ending Story.
The dog is clearly been fed too much.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of Never Ending Story, that
Goonies.
Do you remember when the horse drowns?
Yeah.
That was like that was.
No, I'd have kicked that horse in the face, man. I'm like, get out of Marge, you loser. We need to crack on.
See, Sue has politely reminded me of Willow.
Willow,
well,
yeah.
So yeah.
Willow's
Conan.
Great.
Val Kilmer.
Great one.
Red Sonja.
Conan.
Red Sonja. That sounds like a different kind of movie. Oh.
How old is?
Well, you never seen Red Sonja.
I don't think
it's
I have.
It's like
you know.
Conan.
What's this
I'm not being funny. Out of everything we just listed off, then I've not seen one film. Let's just talk about Trev, who's missed out on like.
I thought
four
you said you
five,
haven't seen any of them.
Like...
Yeah, old childhood.
No, I've seen all of them apart from Red Sonja, which apparently came out in 1985. No, I've definitely not seen it.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Arnie film. Is he Russian? Is he Russian, I think?
Braveheart, yeah, definitely.
Oh, classic.
Braveheart is not Russian.
Dark Crystal.
Don't know about that.
You remember the Dark Crystal?
Yep.
Jim Henson?
And the new version?
Gremlins? Yep.
What has this turned into?
The original.
I always forget that's a Christmas film as well.
I don't like the old Dune. I must admit, I'm sorry. I saw the new one miles better. The old one was...
Right, you know what? I'm going to have to intervene here.
That's why the new one's in two parts.
Yes. I think Grey Gamer 25... Hi, I'm Grey Gamer 25. I've poisoned your minds.
We're taking over.
We're taking over Grey's entertainment chat now.
I'm sorry. I need to get out of here. I need to go and speak to Gray. It seems. Oh, I think I'm in the wrong chat here.
You're loving that.
I had to keep warning him. Say, Gray, stop tuning in every time you put a message into the entertainment chat. Stop pasting it into the main chat. Saying, guess what? I've put a new message in the entertainment chat. Go check it out.
I defeats the purpose. And then pinning 10 million. Yeah. Messages
right, we need to move on though. Let's get into some games.
Chat in my Discord.
Because we need to talk about some games. Yes. We want to get the podcast back to the games. Now, I've played another game.
Oh my god.
Very briefly. I actually have been playing Elite Dangerous a lot.
Very briefly.
I was looking for some little games to play, just to play in between, because I feel like my graphics card hasn't been touched yet. It's only been playing Elite Dangerous and it hasn't really felt the pressure. Not that it felt the pressure of these games either, but I tried to go down a different path. So I played a game called Tavern Tycoon. Has anyone seen this?
Well, you love Tycoon.
Oh, I love it. I love strategy.
He loves them, yeah.
Strategy man.
Is Tavern Tycoon a 2D, top-down, 8-bit style looking game?
No.
Test his graphics card.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I said not. So basically, the Tavern Tycoon is a bit of like a... You build a tavern. Now, I didn't play it how I should have played it and done the campaigns and worked my way up. I was rushing, so I just clicked build a tavern from scratch.
You're rushing?
And the only thing is, I can say is it's a bit like Theme Hospital. Remember the original Theme Hospital? But it's a tavern from like a fantasy sort of tavern, like from a game where you've got like wizards and like warlocks and stuff like that. Knights and stuff, and it's basically you build a tavern and you can like, I played it in open so I could build rooms, I built rooms, a bar, a stage, like piano, and then you have loads of research and you have like all of your normal sort of tycoon things happening where the local person wants to come around and check out your setup and rate you and everything. And I only played it for a few hours, and I actually did feel like I had to stop playing because I had jumped in backwards. So instead of doing like playing campaigns and learning the game, I just went straight into like sandbox and I just started building everything. And I didn't really have a clue what I was doing. But do you know what? When I first went into playing it, I weren't playing it to go long term. I was playing it just to see what the game sort of plays like. And I actually enjoyed playing what I played. So I am going to go back and start doing the campaigns one by one. Because it's very in-depth. There are a lot of rooms to build. There's like gyms and...
I'm not going to lie. While you've been talking about it, I've just had a quick look at it on Steam. And it does look really nice, but I'm out.
It doesn't look really nice. He can't just turn around and go to graphics crap. I don't like it. Shifty, where do you stand on the matter?
I can do that as well.
Graphics being crap, but good game? Is it possible?
It's got mixed reviews at the moment. 2019.
That's tough, though. I mean, you're talking about, like... All right, so I would say graphics rubbish. Like, if you're talking about, like, say, the original Roller Coaster Tycoon, right? The graphics are terrible, but how the game plays and how it was and how detailed
have you played
it actually
Terraria?
Was actually pretty good. Yes.
Did you like
it? Yes, I have. Only briefly, and I did. Unfortunately, I played it on the console, so let's just not go into that.
Well, I got Gray into that. I did really enjoy it. We spent 4 hours on stream, and in that 4 hours, he still did not know how to cut a tree down. He got very angry and left.
I remember this. Nick was going to throttle him through.
Isn't it like Minecraft, though? You need to use like an axe, the correct tool to use.
So he had an axe, he had a hoe, he had a spade, and he had a sword. And it was just impossible. And the whole point was we went on stream so that we could build, show him how to start building the world, tunnel down into the, like, the Neverlands below and find some weapons. And in the whole 4 hours of being there, we cut a tree down. Killed me. Killed me with wood.
I'm going to look at this Tavern Tycoon. I think I might actually.
This looks cool. It does really look like Theme Hospital.
Yeah,
right?
It is like that. Yeah. But like I said, I played it back to front. I went in and I just thought, do you know what? I've got enough experience in these games. I know what's going to happen. I'm just going to play it. And I actually started getting my ratings
up.
We all
do that, Nick.
But I'd done it all the wrong way. The first thing I did, I started off with a blank house, well, tavern. I put in two rooms. Then I put a bar in. Then I put loads of tables in. Then I put, like, a piano, some flowers, because you need to have flowers. I didn't know what the flowers were at the time.
Of course.
Toilets, because drunk people like toilets. Then I ran out of space.
Yep.
And then the inspector came. So I built a bow and arrow range indoors. But it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like one of those games that you could just spend hours in it, depending on, like, how, I suppose, large and...
Yeah, well, I really do like... That you make, I do like strategy. I was actually trying to get Shifty to play RimWorld, but I feel you gave up with it too early.
No, I haven't given up. Well, you say give up with it. I still need to learn more about the game and how it works, because when I started it, I'm still in the... like a beginning part of it, but it was more to do with the fact that obviously I was looking for a game to stream at the time, and me learning RimWorld wasn't probably great, but it's something that I've still got there. I also still play Prison Architect as well in my free time. It's the same people that made that.
I don't think it is the same people.
I'm pretty sure
it's the same engine. It is. I think it's just the same base game look.
I suppose RimWorld is actually way more in depth.
Yeah, way, 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 way more in depth than that. Yeah. But there's another one called Academia.
It's more about the mentality
that we got
of
given
everyone
to play. And oh man, I played that for such a school. And you do all the classrooms and the teachers and stuff like that. Me and my missus got so addicted to that game. We played it every day for weeks, which was pretty fun.
Okay.
But
I think RimWorld's a Canadian game.
Ooh.
Or made in Canada.
Canada.
It's made in Canada.
Where do I live?
By real maple syrup.
But yeah, Tavern Tycoon. It's only a cheap little indie game. I don't know how much it is. It's probably around 15 quid or something.
$10.29.
How much? $10.29. But it was a fun little game, and I've had it on my radar for a long, long time, and I will go back to playing it as a chill game. I want to look for like a long term, like Wasteland 3 or something, and get back into it. Like something where I can proper sneak around like a sneaky bitch.
XCOM 2 again, because it's free. You've already got that, haven't you? It was a free game in Epic.
Right. Clax, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been moving house.
What, is that the game you've been playing?
So I've been playing
House
nothing.
Flipper.
Oh, not another simulator. Moving house simulator.
Oh, I do love a sim game, though.
It's not even on a stand.
It's real life inaccurate.
I was looking at your shoes.
It's the first thing that was set up was the PC.
No, it was the last thing. Which?
Oh, really? Nick's probably thinking, what shoes are they? Are they the good old Nike Air Max?
He works in a bank. They've got to be like polished black shoes.
Rogues.
No, I wear Vans to work, Nick.
What, round your basement, you mean?
What, is this some sort of online bank?
He doesn't leave the basement.
I do not. When you say I do work in a bank, but I work in a user experience
He
team,
doesn't really. He's in a prison cell.
It's basically an agency in a bank, so it's not what you think. Anyway, I haven't been playing anything other than real life, unpacking boxes, painting, putting furniture together where I've got blisters on my hands.
Is that because your hands have never done anything because you're a banker, not a wanker? Sorry, I couldn't help that. It just came out.
I'm just like, that's beneath
that's
me.
Beneath
I'm not even
going
to react to that one.
He's got nice princess's hands, man. Nice and smooth. Not seen any graft in his
never
life.
Never seen any You always know when you got someone, then they straight just cut and they go, you are beneath me. You lose.
Oh, the other day I locked myself out. The other day I locked myself out of the house, and I actually remember.
Well,
I
you like, clapped your way back open. In.
I'm a. Sure I'm did. Mid. I'm just falling into these. Anyway, I'm mid-terrace, so I had to knock on my neighbour to be like, you're off, I just go into your garden so I can break into my own house. Yeah, that's so fine, dude, no worries, no worries. And he was just like, straight away, he was like, oh, I'll get the screwdriver. And I was like, has this guy done this before? You know, sort of thing. Turns out he was just unscrewing the fence panel. He didn't want me to climb over. He's like, oh, I can't find the screwdriver, mate. And I was like, all right, so I'll just climb over the fence panel. And I've got like, I had like 8 or 10 like splinters in my hand when I was done. I was just like, oh my God. I've been sat here like all night, just like.
My house, what happens is, I'm in the top floor, 3 floors up. So I've got eaves there. You can see the windows, yeah? So next door go out and they leave like their 10-year-old indoors with like the 13-year-old and the 15-year-old or whatever. Anyway, I keep getting knock on the door. Oh, we've been locked out. I have to climb out of my window, yeah, across the third floor roof into their window, which is a straight drop down. I have to go in head first. Just like, I come in like Mr. Bean, you know, at the beginning. No, Mr. Bean comes in naked. He lands on the floor. Shwump, yeah, like that.
Just lands on like a
monster. I come in through their window like that and I have to go and undo the front door all the time.
You break your neck. I'd get one of those little shits to come in and climb along.
I can't really put them on the third floor roof, can I?
Yeet.
The last time,
all right, the last time, mate? There you go.
One of the kids in there heard me coming through the window like a bloke's voice and shouting, oi, are you in here? That he got scared because he thought someone was breaking in and he went and hid under the bed. Yeah, open the front door. Everyone on my street's looking for this kid. He's under the bed pooing his pants.
What if that kid, yeah, had a bat or something like that? You get into the house and he just hits you with it. You're like, oh, my God.
That's my fear. Macaulay Culkin still.
Hello. Yeah. You just look up and a can of paint just smashes you in the face. Can you imagine that? That'd be more... That'd just be wild. The thing I think is even more funnier than this conversation is that people don't realise Mr. Bean's an alien.
He looks like one, to be fair.
Looks like one, yeah.
That face is not natural at all.
No, but he is actually an alien.
Where'd you get this
He from? Comes out of a spaceship at the beginning.
I can't remember this.
The beginning of Mr. Bean, he's naked or whatever. Oh, he thump, like the Terminator, he hits the floor.
Leave his car alone, like... man.
I feel like my memory of Mr. Bean doesn't really go in any order. It was just on. Do you know what I mean? There was no, like...
The poor guy was always lost.
Every episode was its own individual thing.
No, he's not. Load of rubbish. It's not, he's not an alien.
The static scene at the school proves it as well, Sam said. He's an alien. Why do people not know this? This is like the Mandela effect again, ain't it?
Atkin has acknowledged that Mr. Bean has an alien aspect to him.
Yeah, he's not an alien.
He comes at... Why, so why does he not know how to do anything human?
I don't know.
Because he's an alien.
I mean, Nick, you didn't know that your microphone was picking up audio from somewhere
You're
else.
You're an alien, Nick.
You're an alien, Nick.
I could easily be an alien. But someone go back, go on YouTube, watch the beginning of Mr. Bean, you'll see him come out of his little spaceship light, shwump, he hit the floor, he gets up and walks off, and he has got a clue what he's doing, because he's an alien.
Is it not Mark and Mindy?
No,
you think?
No, it's
I like
Mr. Bean.
Nanu, Nanu.
Right, I've had enough, I'm looking it up.
It's a Mr. Bean fan theory, just to clarify.
Mr. Bean an alien?
You ask an internet, you're not going to get anything back apart from someone's opinion.
Rowan Atkinson has acknowledged that Mr. Bean has an alien aspect to him.
Aspect to him? You're reading the same thing that I just read.
I mean, yeah, of course
I agree. Episode Double Trouble. He is taken inside a spacecraft with aliens who look at him and they even have their own flashy toys.
So he gets abducted by aliens.
That makes sense.
But he's not.
He is an alien. Look, no, he's not. I've got a website here and it shows you him clearly coming out of the alien spaceship.
Yes, because he got abducted.
This content needs to be cut out and added only to the premium people that sub, because this is quality content that you can get for free. Just saying. You need to...
Yeah, Smad's clarified it. That the intro of every episode, the light opens up, he drops from the sky, hits the floor, light goes away.
He dresses all the time because he has no sense of how humans dress and assumes they wear things like this.
Oh,
And it's not
Nick's,
pals.
Nick's convinced. Nick's is just like, oh, chemtrails.
He's an alien.
That's just a £10 tier, easy. That's yeah. content.
He's an alien. Right, let's move on then. Right, what have you been playing, Trev?
So, I'm trying to play some games in between looking after my nephew. I've got an evening off tonight. But I was playing, because I can't really play multiplayer games this week, I decided to attempt playing my old faithful Rust solo myself, no pals.
So you've been off for 3 weeks, you come back with Rust.
Yeah.
I like the way he had a whole backstory of what he was going to say to convince us that he's played a new game, which is Rust, which he's played before.
No, it's not a new game. No. I don't have. I played new games. It's tend to be the.
So why am I not allowed to talk about Elite Dangerous all the time, but you can talk about Rust?
I don't talk about it all the time. Definitely not. People are fed up. I've been playing it myself, which is really hard to do. Like, no one to carry me. I have to do it all myself, Nick. I have to be my own person, my own boss. I do everything myself, fend for myself, build myself, kill the bad guys and run away from them myself. I'm scared, man. And it's not as fun as playing with other people, but I don't kind of have a choice.
Alcoholiday says Mr. Bean was confirmed as an alien in Double Trouble, the last episode of season 3, the animated series.
The animated series.
Mr. Bean is the most animated series, this series, that series, one, two, or three.
It's canon. It's canon. If it's on TV,
you might as well just say if Red Dwarf comes out as a cartoon now, it's exactly the same thing.
Well, it was canon. It's if it's on video media, it's canon. It's if it's books or comics, whatever, it doesn't count. I say this from a Star Trek experience.
Like Trev's a pro. He takes all the. He makes the rules.
Yeah, I know. I have noticed that. I haven't got a problem with Star Trek. I just don't. But it's not like I don't hate it or I don't like it. I just never really like got that into it. I mean, I would say out of all the captains I've seen, Picard is my fave, I would say. But that's as much as I can say. I haven't seen...
Has anyone ever watched an episode with the guy from Quantum Leap?
Quantum Leap itself?
The actual series, Quantum
Leap. Yeah, what's the dude in that? Not Al, the other one.
Well, who pushes the buttons?
Oh,
or
from
the
Enterprise.
Other guy?
Yeah, has anyone ever watched an episode of that?
Captain. What's his...
Yes, because
it's
so boring.
Enterprise wasn't amazing. It got good at the end, just as they cancelled it, which was annoying.
Well, I just saw their uniforms and saw the guy without Al next to him, and I thought, I'm not watching that. It looks crap. To be fair.
You've got to test it out. You've got to test them out.
Scott Bakula. Cheers, Scooby.
He got That's Scott Bakula quick,
didn't
he?
Who's the guy that had Ziggy? Who's the guy that had Ziggy? Sam something. The old guy's dead now, I think. He had the controller and he could never take it back, which was convenient.
Yeah, the controller.
I said he's Scott Bakula quick.
Ziggy.
Okay. None of you get that. He got to you quick. He's Scott Bakula quick.
Oh,
why have I got you on?
I didn't even notice you said it.
See that quality content you just charged?
I didn't even notice
you
said.
You need to refund them now.
Sue saying Battlestar Galactica.
I love that. The new version, not so much the older version. The newer one was gritty
sci-fi.
Very good. Very gritty sci-fi. That and SGU, Stargate Universe. Very gritty sci-fi shows. I love them. Very near and dear to
Stargate.
But yeah, so sorry guys, it's been a bit boring for me because I've been busy this week with my nephew, so I haven't really had much time to play other games.
Hmm.
What about Shifty?
Right.
Oh.
What have you been playing, sir?
What have you been playing, Shifty? Let's tell about your antics, because you're going into a new area, which is one of my favourite areas of all time.
So my problem was, obviously, it was discussed over the weekend, and I've talked to you about it a few times, because, you know, what do I want to do on my Twitch channel? You know, originally I was doing a variety.
I think you should get in a leotard and just do some 80s fitness.
I'm thinking about, you know, well, I say I'm thinking, I've already started it. Nick said, you know, try Fallout 76. Now, I have played Fallout 3, I've played Fallout 4.
Did
so
you complete
I've
them,
moved
though?
Over to Fallout 76. Four, yes, but not three. Well, four never really stops. Effectively, I mean, the side missions just constantly loop. I guess they never stop.
Yeah, but once you've done them,
they never stop. They just repeat themselves. No, but no. You haven't, though, have you? It's different. It's just a different name every time.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
What?
No, it's still there, man. But like Fallout 76 so far, I've had good experiences. Has given me some moments of laughter where sometimes the server seems to be a bit janky that I'm in, and I'm not necessarily getting attacked when I should be. Stuff like that I've come across, but I would say it's early doors. I'm about 6 hours in. I haven't done
you
much,
started
but
building
it has
your base
been good content. Yes, I have my tiny little cabin.
Oh, that gets pretty cool. Like you get up to having like
I've seen
collectibles in that game.
I've seen others, some crazy builds that people have made in that game. But not only that. Obviously, over the weekend, me and Brutal Sue started playing It Takes Two.
That one game of the year last year.
It did. Yeah, EA picked up two awards.
Is that the one where two of you have to have like one arm each?
Yeah. So It's a split screen game. It's actually got a bit of a sort of a dark start to it. So the idea is it's a small family. It's two parents and a child, and the parents actually start falling apart and start their divorce process. Oh. And the whole beginning of the game, it's this sort of little girl who runs away into her room, and then she's holding these two sort of these dolls that she's made, one out of wood, one out of clay. And she's praying or wishing that, you know, what can she do? Or is there anything that can happen like to keep her parents together? And I think she calls upon a book that she's seen in the parents' household. And using this child's imagination, the toys come to life and the parents play as the toys.
Toy Story, man. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, don't. Like, yeah, towards the end of episode 3 as well, Toy Story 3, I was just like, oh, no, it's over. Oh, no, wait, it's fine. But yeah, I have to say, It Takes Two. It's completely different. Obviously, it can only be played co-op. You can't play it by yourself. It's split screen. It's online, so you can play it on couch, or you can just, you know, play together online. But yeah, I mean, we're only a few hours into it. We died a lot. It and for the type of game it is, it does cause some arguments because you need to work together, and you've got to work together in very sort of like a fast-paced environment.
You hate to play that with me.
And it's very, I would like to say, similar to, you might as well have a death counter. You know, it gets to one of those ones where you're like, how many times have we died now? It almost started causing arguments between me and Sue while we were streaming from Insomnia. Oh, wow. Yeah, it was quite funny. It's like, no!
It's your fault. No, it's your fault.
Yeah, it kind of gets a bit like that. But yeah, I have to say, it is a
how
great
does
game,
the actual
like
gameplay work,
it.
Though? Like describe a mission, a level, or a mission, or
yeah, it's platformer, and what do they say? They said it was action platformer specifically is how EA put it down as. It's quite clever.
Sort of
it's mainly a fixed perspective on camera, sort of third person. But then as you're progressing, there's areas of the map where you are both in the same room essentially, but you remember you've shrunk down. So therefore, it becomes a sort of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids kind of vibe, like a Grounded, that game Grounded. It's very, gives you that sort of sense of you realize how big you are. But then when you're spread across the room, camera angles change and completely differ. So it will then turn into a platformer which is side on, depending on what you're doing, what your particular role is in this mission. It's quite intuitive. But like I said, it's too early on for me to say what else is happening. But I would say we're on the third level. I'm not too sure how many levels there are at the moment, but yeah, it's been a good game.
How much is the game?
It's actually free on Game Pass. I do believe you can get it for about £25 at the moment on Steam. Which confirms.
It seems like so much money, doesn't it, for like a game nowadays, because you've got things like Game Pass all the time.
It was game of the year last year, so that's got to be taken into consideration, I guess.
Yes. Let's see how much it is on Steam.
Yeah, it'll be full rate in Steam, unfortunately. You have to go for other sources.
Right, whilst you're looking that up, I think that's all of our games that we've played. And obviously, if the podcast seemed a bit weird and you're listening back to it, obviously I built a new computer this week for the show. And I've been literally so busy with streaming, getting the show ready, getting back from the show, getting the computer set up, that I didn't really have time to set the whole stream up properly because it was all wiped. That's why there's been a few hiccups through this podcast. I probably would have edited them out, but if not, if you notice anything, it's because we had a few issues going through with microphones and stuff, which we've now sorted. It was all down to Trev having his microphone doubled. So just so you know that going forward, it was all Trev's fault. Right, let's move on to the questions. Who's ready for some questions?
Oh, here we go. Quick fire
round.
Right, I'll read them out as normal, and then we'll go through what you want to say with your answers. And the first one is from Mystic Dude, and he says, what does the community think about game plus modes? With Dying Light, the latest one to get one. And one of the biggest games this year. Elden Ring also has a new game mode, which I'm assuming is when you complete the game, is it? And then you open up a new mode? Is that what you're talking about?
It's things like different types. So things like...
an alternative mode.
So you complete the game. It's like all different alternative modes, challenges. Sometimes there can be a sandbox.
Yeah, because he carries on to say, Oddie's now an excuse to recycle content instead of delivering DLCs. What's your views, people?
100% it is. So much easier to program for and save time to rehash some of the old stuff, but trying to make it new.
So content. It's like.
You get old.
It's like this isn't one of them, but this is how it would work. So Elite Dangerous is a spaceship game. You've got planets, blah, 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 blah. They could easily put in a racing section, which is on some planets in certain areas. They use the map that's already there. They put a start and a finish. They make it into a time trial through the caverns in your spaceship. Extra game mode. So basically, it's part of the computer game that's already there, and they've just used it to bring a new extra to it. That's what it is. Yeah? What do you think?
That's kind of an example. Or like Shifty was saying that he was playing that new game. An example would be like a marathon mode where basically as soon as him and, was it Brutal Sue, die, they go back to the beginning. So you have to complete the game without dying. That's another example of game plus modes. I don't personally... I think they're a waste of time. Like once I played the game as it's intended to go through the narrative, immerse yourself in it. I'm not someone that's very motivated at the end of the game to be like, oh, I'm going to play the time set mode where
speed run it.
Like it doesn't really motivate me personally. Yeah. And I agree with Trev. Like it's there as a way of recycling the content, but positioning it in a different way.
Do you know what my view on it is?
I'm indifferent.
I honestly think the game should just be the game, and then say it's on Steam. If people want their modes, just open up to the workshop. And if people want to go to the workshop and have it, they can. And if people don't, they can just play the normal game as normal.
Some games are really good for that. Really good for that.
Well, I don't think there's any difference from having it in the workshop than having it as an option in-game offered, because you can just ignore it.
But if it's in game, it makes you feel like they've wasted a bit of time doing it. Whereas if it's made by a community member, you don't feel like that. If you gave me Warzone and then you give me time trials, I'd be like, piss off of all that rubbish. I don't want it. You're wasting my space.
But you've had it for years, right? Like things like Mario Kart have all that.
But Mario Kart's not 300 gigs, is it?
A racing game, mate. Yeah. They do it all the time with Destiny 2.
Okay, fair enough.
I play that a lot, and they rehash. Ask any Destiny 2 player in the chat. They rehash a lot of that stuff all the time. And the way they do it is, well, this week you'll get different points or a different system for doing this mission. And then they're even cheeky that they'll bring out new content and air brackets here. And what they've done is they've reversed the level.
I know what you've done. Scooby says, ESO have been recycling the same content for years. Cadwell Silver and Gold allowed you to do the same content 3 times, but from a different character perspective. I'm not a fan. I'm out. I don't like it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that game was quite expensive.
I don't like it when they do that as well. Man, I never play those modes.
Filler. It's filler, all filler.
Main mode.
Right, let's move on to the next one. The next one's from Lord. And this is a really, really good question. And he says, Shifty, would you call yourself a small streamer like I would call myself a boss?
That's one way of putting it. That's one way of putting it. Right, so I've got to obviously get over my own demons, because originally when I said I was a small streamer, and I said this at the content creator.
Right, let me give me some details first before you say it in your version. So when we go to I-68, we've been invited to a content creator like social zone. It's very, very private. It's got a free bar, and basically you only get in there if you're a known face in the world of streaming, gaming, TV. You have to be a content creator, and you have to be at a good enough level to get into this place. Now, as I went there running the streamer zone, I walked in straight away, fine. But when Shifty came in, he saw some big names around him, and it's all very swanky. It's all very like upper class. It's a really nice party, or not party, social zone. And I think he got a bit of stage fright. And the first thing he said when a big YouTuber came up to him or a big Twitch streamer came up to him was, I'm only little. And then that guy was like, shut up, you're not just little, you're here.
It was
what
hilarious.
Are you talking about? And then he's like, tell me how many viewers you get. He goes, two. Like,
No. Specifically, this is Dust Monkey Apparel. Now, Dusty... when I walked in there, someone introduced me to Dusty as a cosplay artist, and then I saw Dusty's face, sort of his eyes rolled, and he was like, yeah, whatever. And then so I spoke to Dusty about it. So it turns out that Dusty actually makes props for The Mandalorian on Disney Plus.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it's not like he makes stuff that cosplay artists want to make. You know, and then there's this other streamer who's saying, oh, yeah, he's a cosplayer. And I was just like, I wouldn't put him as that. But anyway, this chap, he basically just gave me...
put it this way. When Shifty stood in front of him, you know, in the film It, when they keep, like, they're not scared of him and he just shrivels up. Or when Vinnie Jones comes over and he
says,
what
it felt like.
You're the dick and you're the two balls. And my gun says Desert Eagle 2.0. And it says, you two balls are shriveling.
Yeah. So this guy's like coming over. He's just like, so what do you do? I was like, oh, I'm a small Twitch streamer. And he was just like, what do you mean you're a small Twitch streamer? He's like, no. And then the whole argument just started from that. But it wasn't an argument. It was just him just, you know, putting my mindset right. Because I'm very pessimistic about myself and my own streams. And I'm very negative about it. And I'm always like, yeah, I want to do something with it, but I feel like I'm not doing anything with it. But I don't want to go into it anyway.
He's going to do it on here as well now.
It was how he was putting it across to me. And sort of like, I'm here, like this is the top of my head, and he's like here, you know, and he was just like telling me, he goes, no, you really need to stop being such an idiot. You know, you need to really like think about it. And he was just like, just do this, stick to what you love. He was like, if you love it, keep doing it. That's what he kept saying. He was like, if you love it, just keep doing it.
But what I'm going to say, though, is anyone listening, there's a lot of downloads going out on this podcast every month. A lot, yeah? Now, check out Shifty Hands on Twitch. Give him a follow. Now, I'm going to vouch for him myself, yeah? I'm trying to get him as many places as possible because I've seen him for the last year put so much time and effort into his stream. Like, literally...
Thank you.
He might as well be an actor because he's acting through every stream. Just like you see Dr. Disrespect, but like a UK version, yeah, of the 80s retro dude. And like literally, just do one of the little dances you do when that song comes on.
Sorry,
it's crazy.
I'm trying not to laugh. I've just seen Smad's comment in chat. He's like, shame it's crap content.
but seriously,
if you watch his stream, it's all 80s themed and there's so much content on there. It's absolutely hilarious. I was watching in bed last night, mate, my missus was laying there. And we ended up watching you do like why everybody's doing sound clips and you're doing these little dances and stuff all the time. And it was hilarious.
It's,
you can check him out on Instagram. He's got a massive Instagram where he's always just putting random things on. And that's why I wanted to get him on here as well, because he's actually got like this really funny personality. And yeah, we just want to see more of it. And I want to see you get up there on Twitch. So everybody we know on the podcast, just go and give him a follow. Watch him when he's live. Give him 5 minutes of your time and see what you think when he's done.
And that's Shifty Hands with a Z at the end.
Shifty Hands. But yeah, it was really, really cool.
I appreciate that, Nick.
Make
Thank
him
you.
Cry.
I appreciate it.
We do get him quite a lot.
He knows it will happen. He knows it happened. Yeah, because this guy, he was just like, no, you got to have faith. He's like, you got to have faith in yourself, dude. And then Dusty was like, Stallion, Stallion, like shouting over to some other streamer. And I was like, oh my God, don't get anyone else involved, please. And he brings someone over, again, who I'm not familiar with. And so...
You double teamed, man.
Yeah, so then this guy, he was just like, yeah, what's up? He's like, what's your name? And I was like, oh, I'm Shifty. He's like, nice, I'm Stallion, nice to meet you. And he was just like, oh, yeah, I'm a Twitch streamer. And then Dusty was just like, no, this guy's like top Call of Duty player, Fortnite player. And I looked, he was just like, oh, give me a Twitch. Oh, let me find you on Twitch. So he just dropped me a follow on Twitch there and then. And they both just said to me there and then, if I ever need anything or any advice or anything like that, just reach out
and tell him you want to raid every day.
It wasn't even that. I've gone into their streams and I've just like typed in like, oh, hey, how's it going? And they're just like, Shifty Hands. And I was just like, oh my God, they actually like remember me. It wasn't just a drunken conversation on a Saturday night. At like,
because that's what
11,
he does. He goes out and get up like that. And he goes out and talks to people in random
goose.
Bars. Says, do you want to come outside and do some retro with me? And then...
this is the thing though. So now it's got to stay. So next time I go to Insomnia, I plan to just go like this again.
Yeah.
That's the plan. I've just got to stick to it because...
Sorry to cut you off. Scooby says Shifty's biggest problem is himself. He needs to start believing in himself.
Yes.
He's going to be a big streamer. His millions of followers just ain't found him yet. But it's going to happen. See, everybody, I'm not being funny, do you hear this all the time?
Oh, sorry, Smad. Smad's in it, trolling. Smad is the reason why I actually sort of got into Twitch streaming and gaming events, and actually how I met Extreme PC UK. And yeah, if it wasn't for Smad introducing me into it all, I probably wouldn't be here right now doing it. I guess.
So that gives them the right to take the piss then. That's like a pass.
Yeah, I'll let him off.
Scooby says, I honestly think that Shifty and Sue are going to be big. They're so funny when streaming together. Their i68 joint stream was awesome.
Oh, thank you very much.
But the thing is, we all had noise-canceling headphones on, and we still heard Sue three doors down screaming.
Oh, yeah. Sue was playing a game called Fear Therapy, and that game is just horrible.
Was it not the cider causing the outcries?
It just messes with you. Just that game
Why?
Is horrible.
I want to hear about it.
It's not even like, oh, you expect a jump scare. What was she saying?
I'm so sorry. Don't feel bad. Damn right.
So sorry. It was quite funny because I was sitting there playing Fallout and it was really quiet. Yeah. Fallout. Just like minding my own business. And Sue's just like, ah! Like you just hear it just like in the background. I was just like, the hell was that? Like, you know, and Sue's just like, you just see it. Just like, oh my God. Yeah, it was. And then there and then I decided to download it while we had like really good internet on the stand because the internet in my house is terrible. But...
Geg each, baby.
Yeah, but yeah, Fear Therapy is that was a horrible game to play, and I'm never probably going to play that again.
The title says it all, mate.
Yep, it's horrible. It's horrible.
I'm out.
Yeah, Sue's just like no, as in she wants me to play again. It's horrible.
Guess what, people?
We got another hour to go.
That brings us to the end of the podcast. It was a bit of a Shifty podcast because he was new here.
Whoa, it went
a bit wrong.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was about to say where it went wrong is nothing
that
to do with me.
And his mic.
Let's just clarify.
We never had these problems before you were on.
Until someone obviously just left their microphone next to the speaker.
We're all blaming each other. And it's actually Nick's fault. Hilarious.
But yeah, how you found it, Shifty? Are you happy to come back?
If you have me back, I feel like I haven't taken over.
I'm going to be honest.
Like what I'll do is I'll just
I'm going to fill up some stream deck.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, sounds, nothing on your part was all good. This podcast, because of the setup not being fine-tuned, did give us a few issues, so I'm more concerned about that kind of thing. But if anyone's listening, we should be back to normal next week. I'll get all this set up. We need to sort of do a bit more practice and get everything like leveled out and that. It was very rushed today, so but I definitely wanted to get the podcast out because it's been 2 weeks that we've not done one. I appreciate all the subs and that. Zombie, I appreciate your subs, but I feel I don't want to take them from Shifty, man. I feel bad, man. I feel bad, man.
But don't worry about it, mate. It's absolutely fine. You're good.
But apart from that, everyone else that subbed, I really
do
appreciate it.
It's time to kick ass at your bubble gum, and I'm all out of ass.
It's been a good one. Will you lot be in the Discord quickly now, or are you all jumping off?
Hang around.
All right, we'll be in the Discord for 5 minutes.
From the band.
Right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say thank you for all the bits, follows, everything else that everybody does. I really, really, really do appreciate it. If anyone wants to join us, our Discord is there. You can search it with it just by going to extremepcuk.co.uk. We're on all social media. Join all of our Discord. New computers and headphones and controllers and stuff are all getting promoed at the moment, so check them out. And apart from that, that leads me on to say I'm going to raid somebody else. If any of us are streaming, stick around for the raid because you will get 250 points, which I'm soon to move to 500 points because I didn't realise that. I've been telling everybody they're 500 points for ages and they're not.
Yeah,
the whole time I've been getting it wrong.
I wondered why my channel points were just so low.
Yeah, but right. Cheers, everyone. Cheers, Shifty, for coming on and being new.
Thank you.
Cheers,
thank
boys.
You
and I will
really
see you on the next
it.
One. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey.